Okay, today is Daf Hey. Today's learning be is a chus for the safe return of Yaakov Naphtali ben Rachel, Gilad ben Bat Galim, and Ayal ben Iris. Hopefully they are doing well and they come home soon. Today we are going to begin on the Mishnah on Daf Hey. So the Mishnah is going to continue speaking about the request for rains that we make during our tefillahs. And the Mishnah is going to say, until when? So let's talk about until when do we ask for the rain to fall? So Ad Masai Shoalim Eshagashamim. Until when do we say in our tefillah that do we ask for the rains? Rav Yehuda Omer Ad Sheya'avor HaPesach. Until the holiday of Pesach passes. And we mentioned this Mishnah the other day, and this would seem to be a steerer from here to the what Rav Yehuda said in the Mishnah on Daf Beis, which is that on how overlifting the Tevi Yom Tam Rishon, Harishon Masker Achon Eno Masker, which seems to indicate, you know, on Pesach you do it. Here he's saying you're waiting till the end of after Pesach to finish saying asking for rain. We had a few answers in the Gemara, and then we said it was Trei Tanoi leading to Rav Yehuda. Right, so he says Achi Yavor Pesach. Rav Meir Omer, Rav Meir says that we when do we stop asking for rain? That's Ad Sheyetze Nisan. That's until after the entire month of Nisan. And Rav Meir brings a pasuk, that's because the idea is Rav Meir is going to bring a pasuk to prove to us that the entire month of Nisan is still considered the Zman for Geshavim, and therefore we won't stop asking for rain until after that Zman passes. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, we're going to focus on this story in the Gemara, this is in the times of Yoel HaNavi, after there was a seven-year drought, a seven-year famine, the first 4 years of locusts and 3 years of no rain, and after the seventh year, there was a massive miracle that took place regarding the rain and the growing of the wheat. And Yoel says, in Parag Beis of Yoel, it says, Vayored lachem geshem, he will bring down to you geshem, more umalkush barishon. Three different types of rain, the geshem, more umalkush, on the rishon. And the rishon is learned out to be chodesh nisan. So you see from here, the entire chodesh nisan is the zman for geshem. So now, Amar le'ev nachman,
where's the
Tanah
Weedle?
What?
We
had in our other Mishnah.
What?
Mishnah Daf Beis.
No, that's my skira. What is this?
Right, and then we said, when do you stop saying it? When you stop mentioning it?
This is a time of drought.
No, this is not a time of drought. We said this Mishnah is goes against the Mishnah that we mentioned on Daf Beis, and in the Mishnah throughout the Gemara we mentioned that when do you stop not being maskir, when you stop asking for it. Okay, so I believe Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak Yore Benisan, questioning on the type of rain that Rav Meir brings the pasuk and says that the Moreh fell on Rishon. So there are different types of rain. And the rain called Yoreh, I don't know how he defines it, but the rain called Yoreh is not supposed to be, it's not the first rains. It's supposed to be, it's not supposed to be the rains in Nisan. That's the rains that come in Cheshvan. Yoreh in Nisan, Yoreh in Mar Cheshvan hu. The Sanyo, we have a Brisa that says, right, the Pasuk says, when Satan and the Satan tarts come, he told Yoreh o Malkosh. Yoreh comes in Mar Cheshvan, and Malkosh is the rain that falls in Nisan. So how does he say here that Yoel say that Yoreh is going to fall in Nisan? So Amar Lei, so Rav Yitzchak says back to him, Hachi Amar Rav Yochanan, we're going to have a series of questions that are asked that Rav Yitzchak answers in the name of Rav Yochanan. So Amar Lei, Hachi Amar Rav Yochanan, Bimei Yoel ben Pesuel, Niskayim Mikra Zeh. During the times of Yoel ben Pesuel, which some people say brings out that that's the son of Shmuel HaNavi, because it says in Shmuel Aleph, it says, Vahishen Beno Bechor Yoel. Right, and Pesuel is also a name for Shmuel, Rashi points out in Yoel, because Shepito Lokel B'Tfilaso. That's Rashi in Yoel Paragalim. So Yoel ben Pesuel, they say, is Yoel the son of Shmuel. Niskaya Mikra Zeh. That's where this pasuk came in, where the Yoreh rains fell in Nisan. Diksivba, because it says there in Yoel that he was being misnava on the Rav, on the hunger that's going to come about. So that it says, this is in Parag Dalad of Yoel. Yeser Hagazam Achal Harbeh. The Yeser, and the pasuk continues. The Yeser Harbeh Achal Hayalek. The Yeser Achal Tachsil. There were different types of locusts that came. So the Gazam, whatever the Gazam left over, Yeser Hagazam, right? Achal Harbeh. The Arbeh ate. And then what was left over from the Arbeh, the Yelek ate. And what was left over from the Yelek, the Chasil ate. So Yoel had a Nevuah that there would be four different types of locusts, and they're going to destroy all the tzvua, and whenever one leaves over, the other one's going to ask. And this is talking about the Ra'av, the seven-year hunger that took place during the times of Yehoram ben Achav, right, Achav's son, And the pasuk mentioned in the Mishnah, which is Vayored Lechem Geshem Moru Malkush, that's part of the Nevuah that's talking about what's going to happen after. All the Shefa that's going to come after the 7 years. It was a miraculous. Oso Shana, which was the 7th year of the hunger. Yotza Adar, Adar finishes. The Lo Yardu Gshamim, the whole year passes, and there's no Geshem. And now it comes Nisan. The Yardo Lehem Revia Rishona, and the first rains now fall. Right? The Echa B'Nisan, or Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So why is it called Revia? I thought Revia means because Revia is the first rain called Revia. Because Rava, you know, Ploni Ravani Ratzoni talks about penetration. The first rains penetrate the ground and cause the seeds to grow. So maybe that's what the lashon of Revia. Yardo Lehem Revia Rishona, the Echa B'Nisan. Amar Lehem Navi Yisrael. So the Navi goes out and tells them, Su'u Viziru, go and plant. So Amar Lo, they said, B'nai Yisrael said to them, we're not planting anything. We have a little bit of the seeds left. We might as well eat it. What's going to happen if we plant it? It's not going to grow. Misha Yeshlo, Kav Chitin, Okabayim Sa'orim, Yochlene V'yicha. Better he should eat it now and live. O Yizarenu V'yomah. Should he plant it and lose it and then die and have nothing to eat? So Amar Lahem, to the Navi says to them, Afal Pi Kein, Su'u Viziru. No, I'm telling you, now's the time to plant. They believe him. Nasa lehem nis. They planted, and a miracle occurred. V'niskala lehem mashav v'ksoliyav u'mashav v'chori namolim. For the time being, they found food. They found the food that the mice hid in the walls, or that the ants hid underground, that all stuff rose or came out of the walls, so they had what to eat. Yatsu v'zaru sheni shlishi ruvi. So they planted, the rain fell on Aleph. They planted on the second day, the third day, and the fourth day. The yard alahem revia shaniya b'chamisha b'nisan. The second rains fell on the fifth day of Nisan, and it grew so much that he krivu omer b'shisha asa b'nisan. From that new tevua that grew, that had enough to be makriv of the korban omer on the 16th of Nisan, which is 11 days later, 11 days after the second rain. So nimsais, so you see from here, tvua hagadela b'shisha chadashim, wheat and produce that usually takes 6 months to grow. We usually grow from Tishrei until Nisan. Gadela b'achar sayom, it grew in 11 days. It grew because they planted and the rain fell on the rain onto the seeds was on the fifth day of Nisan, and they were able to be making the omer on day 16. It's 11 days later, right? Nimsa, right? So v'shisha chadashim gadela b'achar sayom, and again nimsa omer hakri v'tuvah shishisha chadashim kari v'tuvah shalachar sayom. The omer usually is brought from something that grew for 6 months. Grew for 11, something from 11 days. But I'll also adore who Omer, and that generation they called Hazorim Bedima, those who sowed with tears, Birina Yixoro. They were kosher, they reaped with joy. But you see from here, that what happened, the rain that typically falls in Cheshvan fell in Nisan that year. So that's why he was able to bring that pasuk as a proof. He brought the pasuk for Yorachel Lechem. It rained in Nisan, but nevertheless, it's still the Mora rain was able to fall, because at that time, that was a miracle that the Mora rain actually did fall. The Cheshvan rains actually fell in Nisan that year. Okay.
Right. I don't think it's a miracle. That's an exception to the rule. The Mora fell in Nisan. The whole thing was miraculous. Right?
Right, but the proof is that the proof was that the Malkush fell in Rishon also. Talk about the regular rains also falling in Rishon. The post says that it fell in Rishon. Are you saying that? Who cares?
Yeah, what?
Okay. But also do Omar Hazorim Bedim Marini Yisrael Halochielich Uvacho Nosem Meshach Hazara. So now the Marzal is saying, "My Halochielich Uvacho Nosem Meshach Hazara." So who's that talking about? That when they would go out, they would be crying and they would come back. All right, Nosem. When they come back, there would be zera. There would be produce. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, that's talking about the shore that we're using to plow at that time. Kishu Choresh, as it's going out to be Choresh, Holech Uvacho. It's crying because it has nothing to eat. There's nothing in the fields for it to eat. Why to be choresh? Uba chaziraso. And when it's coming back, ochel chaziz minatelem. He's eating from the same row, basically, that he just plowed. I mean, it sprouted so quickly that he hadn't that thing. Vizeu bo yavavrino. Right, right. Then it comes back with joy. So my nosei alumasov. What is nosei alumasov? So amar of chizda of army loving the rechizda said it. Va'amri lo b'masnista tana. Some say we learned it in a brisa. Zeres shibola, kaneh zeres shibolas rasayim. So usually the way some stalks grow is that when the wheat grows, the stalk is bigger than the actual produce on top. It's a longer stalk. But here what happened was it's the complete opposite. that however size, right, if the stalk was Zeres, his Shivoles, which grew on top of it, that was Rasai, and that was Shtei Zeres, that was bigger. So it grew so fast and it grew so much. Okay. So now another question that Rav Nachman asked Rav Yitzchak, and the answer that he gave is in the name of Rav Yochanan, is also regarding the hunger that Yoel discussed. Amrei Leih Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, my diksiv, this is the pasuk when Elisha Navi tells Yoram about the hunger. It says, "He kara Hashem l'ra'av, Hashem shall call the hunger, v'gamba ala aret sheva shanim, and it's going to be on the land for 7 years. So v'hanach sheva shanim my achal. What did they eat for these 7 years? Nothing. There was no rain. What did they eat for 7 years? Nowadays you just import and export. I mean, prices go up, but you can usually get, I mean, if you're in a more modern society, you usually get food. But if you're in a purely agrarian society or a third world nation, when there is no rain, there is no food. So Amr Leis, Rabbi Yitzchak answered, Haki Amr Rabbi Yochanan, this is Rabbi Yochanan said, Rishona, the first year, Achlu Mashav Batim. They have what was stored. They ate what was in their pantries. Shnia, Achlu Mashav Asados. In the second year, they ate what was in the Sados, meaning after they, Svichim, stuff that grew by itself, the wild stuff that may have grown by itself. Shlishis Pesar Behema Torah. On the third year, they ate the kosher animals. Revius, in the fourth year, when they no longer had any more kosher animals, they ate the Pesar Behema Temeah. They ate the non-kosher animals. Chamishis, in the fifth year, when there were no more animals left at all, they ate Pesar Shkatsim Ramatsim. They ate the Shkatsim Ramatsim, whatever was there. Now, sixth year, Shishis Pesar Behema Nosehem. They ate their children. Shviyas Pusar Zerosehem. And the seventh year, they would eat their own limbs. The Kayim Ashenamar, in order to do what was said in the words of Yeshayahu, that Ish Pusar Zeroyochel, man, the flesh of his own forearm will eat. They ate their own flesh. So that's right. Next question. The Amar Lei Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman says, Rav Yitzchak, my diksiv is the pasuk in Hosea that's talking about the geula that Hashem's going to bring. It says, "Bekir b'cha kadosh v'lo avov eir." If there's holiness within you, I will not come into the city. So the Gemara asks, or Rav Nachman asks, "Mishum de bekir b'cha kadosh." If there is holiness in you, why lo avov eir? Why in that case is Hakadosh Baruch Hu not the opposite? If you're holy, Hakadosh Baruch Hu should come. Why is he not coming? So Amra Lei, so Rav Yitzchak answers, "Hachi Amr Rav Yochanan." This is what Rav Yochanan answered. Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem says, Lo avo b'Yerushalayim shalmala, I will not enter the upper Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim shalmala, that's in the heavens, ad she'avo l'Yerushalayim shalmata, until I enter the Yerushalayim shalmata. Basically, you say, b'kir b'cha kadosh, until I am in, right, until I'm in the holy city, lo avo b'ir, I won't go into the city, which is the Yerushalayim shalmala. And that's how you have to explain the puzzle. So the Gemara says, when we eat Yerushalayim Shemala, what's this concept of Yerushalayim Shemala? How do you know there's this idea of Yerushalayim Shemala? I mean, we say that there exists this idea, I don't know what it means, but there's a Yerushalayim, the concept of Yerushalayim Shemala. So the Gemara says, there's definitely Yerushalayim Shemala. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Yerushalayim habnuya ki'ir shechur b'lo yatov. The built city of Yerushalayim, the ear that is joined together. The Pasuk Shad is that Yerushalayim is a unifying city, especially in today, where we need it. The Yerushalayim is a place where people are going to daven, and it's supposed to be the unifying city. Even Yerushalayim lo nizkalko l'shvatim. B, even this whole idea of that Jerusalem being an international city, still it has shades and echoes from this idea of Yer Shechur Loyata. But they're going to be darshing the pasuk. But Amar Lei Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, he says, how do I? It's Yer Shechur Loyata. What does it? Yer Shechur Loyata means that it has a twin city. It means it has a twin city, which means it has not many apples. Say, it's got Yerushalayim here and Yerushalayim up there. Here's Shechub LeYaakov. It has two.
Let me say about Yerushalayim. The
Yerushalayim was given
to Yehuda and
Yom. Let me say, it wasn't given. Yerushalayim, loan the Schalke
LeShvatim.
Yerushalayim was. No, Yerushalayim was not. It was in their territory, but the Yerushalayim did not belong. The city of Yerushalayim did not belong to anyone. Halachically, it's not part of any Shiva.
Right.
It's on the territory of Yom. He says here Yerushalayim. That's what he says. I don't know what it means. He says Yerushalayim Shalmala. That's the words. Yerushalayim Lamala. That's what he says. Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman then says to Rav Yitzchak. Another question. My diksiv. The pasuk says, "This is Yirmiyahu giving tochacha to Bnei Yisrael that they should not go after idol worship. So that they won't go after avodah zarah." So the Gemara in Yirmiyahu Perek Yud pasuk Ches says, "Uba'achas yivaru v'yichsalu musar havalim etu." Right. So the pasuk pshat I think is musar havalim etu, which is giving musar to the the ones who won't listen. It's like they're giving it to a tree or something. I think that's what it means. It's like it's pointless to give time, sometimes give mussar to people. But what does it mean? Uba ach chas yivaru v'yichasalu. In one, they become they get destroyed and they become a ksil and they're blind to it. I mean, just one. If you do any aveira, that's the scenario. What do you mean just one? So amalei hachi amar Rav Yochanan says achas hi. There's one shemiva eresh mishaayim v'gehenim. That's going to, I guess, burn the evil people in Gehenim. What is that? Avera umahi avodah zarah. That is avodah zarah. So the Gemara says, "Ksiv hacha." How do I know? So I guess the Gemara say that how do we know this pasuk is talking about avodah zarah? So it says, "Ksiv hacha musar havelim etu." Right? It says it's talking about musar havelim etu. "Ksiv hasam." It says elsewhere in Yirmiyahu, "Hevel hema masay tatuim." Right, so you see, he's calling avodah zarah hevel. So hevel there means avodah zarah. Hevel here means avodah zarah. Okay. Well, Amar Leir Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. Another question he asks: My diksiv. What does it mean? Again, this is in Yirmiyahu Perek Beis. Kishtayim raos asu ami. Two evil things did my nation do. So tartin hu dahavu. They only did two aveiros, right? Esrin va'arva shvikaluhu. 24 they did. What does it mean 24? So. Rashi says the last line, Bitmiya, because Biparshas Hatishbos in Yecheskel Perek Beis, where he lists all the Averos, right? Chef Dalin Averos She'avru. He lists 24. And here now he's only listing two. Or we say, Lashon Acher, She'avru al Chef Dalin Svarim. They violated the 24 Sifrei Tanakh, which is interesting because this is before some of the Sifrei Tanakh were even composed. So I'm not exactly sure what that means. Okay. So Amr Lei Hachi. So Rav Yochanan asks, so what question is, why is it 2? It should have been 24. So Amr Lei Hachi, Amr Rav Yochanan, this is Rav Yochanan said, Achas Shehi Shikula Shtayim. They violated the Avera that is equivalent to one Avera that's equivalent to two Averas. Umay Ninu, and what is that Avera? It's Avodah Zarah. It's Avodah Zarah, which is equal to two. What's the two things? Because Avodah Zarah is not only bad that you do the Avera, that you worship somebody else. Then you left Hashem and you worship somebody else. So it's double. It's a twofold problem, right? Because you could leave Hashem and not worship anybody else. Once you leave for somebody else, it's two. So avodah zarah dechsev. The pasuk says in Yirmiyah, kishtayim raos asa ami. Two evil things in my nation do. Osi azvu mekor mayin chayim. They left the source of life, right? Lachtsov lahem beoros beoros nishbarim. To go try to draw waters from these wells that are broken, from these, right? Asher lo yachilu hamayim. They're not going to give them. The pasuk says they're not going to feed them water. So they're two roast that they left and that they went somewhere else. Uksiv b'hu. That's what I read the pasuk. But now the Gemara. That's how I thought it was two. But now the Gemara says explains what the problem is. Uksiv b'hu. It says about that nevu, in that nevu also ki ivru iye kisiyim ureu v'kedar shelchu v'zbonu ma'od. That they should look at the goyim, I think it is, that they don't leave, the goyim don't leave their gods. You leave your god, but the goyim don't, right? Ha'haymir goy Elohim, v'heim lo Elohim, v'ami haymir kvodo below yo'il. You look at the goyim, they don't leave their nations, they don't leave their gods, and you are going to leave, and you're going to leave the kvod Hashem for a god that doesn't work, lo yo'il. So the Gemara says, Tana. Kitiyim ovdim leish. So you have the Kitiyim who are fire worshippers. The Kedarim, you have the Kedarim ovdim amayim. They are water worshippers. The Afal Pisha Yodim Shemayim Mechavim Nasaish. Even though the Kitiyim know that water is stronger than fire, because water can put out fire, nevertheless, Lohimir Eloheim, they don't leave their God. They still stand strong, firm with their gods, right? But nevertheless, the Ami, Heimir kivodo below yivio. My nation, who knows that the God, that I'm stronger than any of these other forces of power, I am the source of power, nevertheless they leave me. So that's a double problem. Okay, but Amar Leir Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman says again to Rav Yitzchak, Ma'idik Siv, what's the meaning of the following pasuk? This is in Parakhes of Shmuel Aleph. Vayhi kasher zaken Shmuel. You know, Shmuel dies when he was old. So umi Siv Shmuel kula hai. Was Shmuel really that high? That old? How old was Shmuel when he died? He was 52. Right? Vahar bar chamishim u'shtayim haba. He was only 52. The Amamar, he looked at a price in Moikaton, meis b'chamishim u'shtayim shana, zeu misas l'shal Shmuel, haramasi. The Amamar is listening, what happens, what's it considered if you die at certain ages? So it says, if you die at 50, that's a misa of karis. But if you die at 52, that's not a misa of karis, because that's the misa of Shmuel haramasi. So it means Shmuel was 52 years old. That's not an old man. It's not an old man. Why is it calling him Zakeh? So the Amamar is going to go through the following story. Amrelei, so Rav Yitzchak says, hachi am Rav Yochanan. This is what Rav Yochanan said. Zikna kapsa alav. He appeared old, right? Like the Rav Lazar Nazaria. He appeared old, right? He grew white beard. So what's going on? Because the Gemara's explained why Shmuel had to appear old and then die at 52. So the story we all know is that Hashem commands Shaul to go, right, Lech Rikisus HaMalek, to destroy HaMalek, and Shmuel doesn't do it. He has Rachmanos on, Agag. And then it says afterwards, Hashem says, "Dichsev nichamti ki himlachti es Shaul." I regret. Hashem says, "I regret having appointed Shaul to be the king." Pasuk continues, "Kishav me'acharai," because he left from me. "V'es tevray lo hikim," and did not keep my words. So he no longer wanted to keep him. So Hashem wants to kill Shaul right away on the spot. He wants to knock him down. And then it says later, basically, it comes later on, is that it seems that Shmuel then davens for Shaul's life. Because it says, Vayichalu Shmuel, the pasuk says there, Vayizak el Hashem kol alayla, and he cries to Hashem all night. Amar lefana, this is what he says. Mibonu shel olam, master of the world, Shikaltani ki Moshev Aaron. You have already compared me to Moshev Aaron, but the pasuk says in Tehillim, Moshev Aaron v'chonav v'shmuel v'kori shemo. So I'm compared to Moshe and Aaron, right? Ma Moshev Aaron lo batlu masi deim b'chayeyem, Afani lo yispatel masi yada b'chayei. Just like Moshe and Aaron, that they're masi yadeim, what they created, their talmidim, right? Masi yada, for Aaron did die in his lifetime because his sons did die, but it must be talking about their talmidim. So the talmid, who is the talmid of Moshe Aaron? That's Yeshua. Aaron is also considered the Rebbe of Moshe, because the way they talk, they discuss how Torah was learned. It was learned four times. Moshe taught it, then Aaron repeated it, then Yeshua, then it kept going. So Yeshua did hear the Torah from Aaron. So Moshe and Aaron, their Talmud, you know, survived them. So to me, my Talmud, Shaul, you know, my protege should survive me as well. Don't let him die in my lifetime, because then they'll think that I did something wrong. So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, so Kadosh Baruch Hu says to himself, Hey Chiyavi, what should I do? Leimus Shaul, if I kill Shaul, lo kashavik Shmuel, Leimus, right? Shmuel's not going to let me. He's going to keep davening until I don't know what that means. He's going to keep davening until I don't kill Shaul. So Leimus Shmuel, so I should let Shmuel die? Ad Zutar Mirani Abasrei. Since he's young, people are going to say, you know, things about him. And maybe die because he did something wrong. So lo Leimus Shaul, but lo Leimus Shmuel, so leave them both alive. I can't leave them both alive, because then Shaul's going to be king. And kvar higiyah malchus David. And it's now time for David to reign. Ve'ein malchus nogas b'chavarta afi l'klonima. One malchus cannot overlap the other malchus, even for a hair's breadth. It's time for Shaul to go. It's time for David to take over. They didn't have like an 8-year term, 4-year term. They just, you know, create a library and give speeches. You were done. Right? So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Akpitz alav zikna. I'll make Shmuel look old. People then think he's old. Then Shmuel will die, and then Shaul will die, and David can be king. So Hayinu d'ksiv, this is what the pasuk means.
Well,
they didn't have one. Right? Hayinu d'ksiv, v'Shaul Yosef b'Giva tachas ha'eshel v'Ramah. Shaul was sitting in Giva under the tree in Ramah. Giva and Ramah are two totally different places. Right? V'chi ma'inyan Giva etz Ramah. What is Giva by Ramah? Giva is in Binyamin. And Ramah, which is the Makom of Shmuel, was in Har Ephraim. So Ella, what does it mean? Lomer Lach, I tell you, Mi Garam Shaul Sheyeshi BeGiva Shtei Shtayim Umechta. Who caused Shaul to live in Giva for 2.5 years for his 2.5 year reign? That was Tefilah Shaul Shmuel Haramasi. It's Tefilah Shmuel Haramasi who davened that Shaul shouldn't die. The Gemara then asks, Umi. I'm going to finish early today. Umi mitchi gavra mikame gavra. Is it really possible? Is it really correct that one person's life should be pushed aside for the needs of somebody else? That Shmuel had to die earlier, right? Shmuel had to die early in order to get David into the king. Shmuel had to die early so Shaul could die, so David could be king. So Shmuel should die early because of David? Is that the way it is? Because the protege should not die before the master. Just like Moshe and Aaron, Yeshua lived, so too by Shmuel, his protege Shaul should not die before him. So Shmuel has to die first, but Shmuel is young. So he makes Shmuel look old. Shmuel dies, Shaul dies, David's king. So the Gemara says, you can do that. The Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Gersa said changes to Yonasan. My Dixiv, what's the meaning of the following Pasuk in Hosea? It says, Al Kain Chatzati ba Nevi'im. I guess I got angry with the Nevi'im. Haraktim be Imrifi, and I killed him with my mouth, right, with my sayings. B'maaseim lo Nemar, he doesn't kill the Nevi'im because of their deeds. Ela be Imrifi. Because it's for my gzeira. It was my gzeira, this is to be happened. So to here, right, Alma mitchi gabri kimi gabri. If I have a gzeira that needs to come into existence, I'll take care of it. The gzeira here was that David should be king. Therefore, in order for David to be king, Shaul has to die. In order for Shaul to die, Shmuel has to die. Shmuel will die in order for David to become king. Okay.
He drew
the white beard to make him look old. Therefore, people would say that he died when he was young.
Okay.
He was dead too. Rav Nachman,
Chas
v'Shalom, right? Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak havu yasvei b'seudasa. Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak are sitting in the seuda. Amalei Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak. So Rav Nachman turns to Rav Yitzchak and says, "Leim Rav Milsa, say Dvar Torah. We're sitting and eating, say Dvar Torah." So Amalei, so Rav Nachman says, "I'm not talking now because it's dangerous." Hachi Amar Rav Yochanan, "In masichim b'seuda, we not speak during the seuda." Shem yachtim kana leveshes. Maybe our pipe, you know, we'll get the food will go down the wrong pipe. I'll choke. But wait till I finish eating, and then I'll speak. So Basar Desod, so after they finished eating, and now Rav Yotz, now they can Elmerlei, so he says to him, Hachi Am Rav Yochanan. Rav Yitzchak then says to Rav Nachman, right, this is what Rav Yochanan said, Yaakov Avinu Lames, Yaakov, our forefather, did not die. What that means is subject to various interpretations, whether he really didn't die, whether it just means his bed was shlema, that there was no pagam in his children, whether it means spiritually, there's some concept of Yaakov Avinu Lames, the Gemara says, but Amalei, so Rav Nachman's Rati Rav Yitzchak, he thought that he meant literally. Because how can you tell me he didn't die? The Pasuk says, V'chi v'chdei saftu savdanya, v'chantu chantaya, v'kavar guraya, was it for naught that the Pesukim talk about that he had a hesmeid, and that they sort of mummified him, they put the kavru kabraya, that they buried him, the whole procession going back to Eretz Yisrael, and they buried him. That didn't happen. What does that mean? So Amrulay, so Yitzchak answered Nachman. Typically, he says, "I don't know what that means, but I have a pasuk to support me. I mean, I have a pasuk to support me that I did die." But he has another pasuk. He says, "Mikra ani dorish shenemar." The pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, right? Hashem promises to Bnei Yisrael that ata al tiri avdi Yaakov, do not fear my servant Yaakov. No, Hashem, v'al tachas Yisrael, and don't be afraid, right? Al tira, al tichas, don't be afraid, Yisrael. Ki hineni moshiacha me'rachok, ve'ezzaracha me'eretz shivyam. I'm going to redeem you from a distance, and I'm going to bring your children from the land that where they are captive. So, makish hulizaro. There seems to be a hekesh between Yaakov and his offspring. Mazar b'chayim, afu b'chayim. Just like his offspring are alive, so too he is alive.
Right.
And they're alive.
What's right?
It's the hekesh between the people who are alive and the people in the Pesukim. Just like the Zara are alive, so too he's alive.
Va'altachas
Yisrael, I'm going to redeem you from Rachok, ve'zara chamer etzkayim. So there are two nouns mentioned in the Pasuk. One is Yaakov Yisrael, and one is the Zara. Just like the Zara is alive, so the Yaakov is alive. That's the Xavier Shabbat he's making. That's the Liman he's making. You want to ask him it? Go right ahead. But that's the Liman he's making. All right? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says,
Kola. What does he do with the Pasuk where they all went back to the
that's what I asked. I don't know why he has this Pasuk. He has the other Pasuk.
Yeah.
It looks like he was there, but he wasn't there. Kundalash
was.
He buried someone who looked like he was there.
But where was he?
Where
was he?
Yeah.
Where's
he been since?
I know what Rashi says, but how do you explain that?
I don't understand how Rashi says.
How do you explain that?
Rashi was the one who says in
burying
somebody
who wasn't
dead. And where is he staying here? Okay. How do you explain that? What does that mean?
Rashi says the parishes and the four
sugars that they were burying. Of course it is. Talking about another. Yaakov and Yisrael, these psukim, the Pasha Pasha psukim, is talking about the nation, not about the English. Okay, this is a drushing mix. I don't understand the drushing.
What's he do with his Rashi in Bereshit where it says that the four zugas are buried in the Marsh Machpelah?
So the Midrash and Macholik on each other. That's how you had that before.
Doesn't mean a physical life.
That's that before.
Doesn't mean a physical life.
He gives like, he, back here he gives like 20
answers. Like
spiritually continues.
Spiritually alive.
Are we all spiritually dead?
Some of us are spiritually dead.
What?
Some of us are very spiritually dead.
Even while we're alive?
Even while we're alive.
In terms of the thing he says about not learning why talking while eating means that and hoping about two people eating together that they don't eat after the meal.
After the meal, while they're sitting. Right. Just don't speak while you're eating. Make sure not to eat while you speak. While you eat, talk while you eat. Eat and then talk. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Kol haomer rachav 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 miyad nikri." Whoever calls out the name of Rachav, the Rachav Azona from this week's Haftorah, past week's Haftorah, miyad nikri will automatically become a Balkari because he's going to have such taivos and all automatically become a Balkari. So Amar Le Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, "What are we talking about?" Ana Amin, I did it. Below with Bailey, nothing happened to me. I called Rachav Rachav, nothing happened to me. So Amrolei, Rav Yitzchak says, no, ki kamina, what I meant was, biyoda uvmakira. If somebody ever saw her and recognized her and then said, Rachav Rachav, would automatically become a Balkari. Right. Martin Megillah says that Rachav is one of the four most beautiful women in the world.
She married Pali, or
you married Shura? All right. So now, the Gemara continues. Ki havu miftari mehadadi. So when Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak got up to depart, they remember the story right now is they were sitting down and eating. So now they finished the meal and they're getting up to leave. Amrale, so Rav Nachman says to Rav Yitzchak, Livarchan Amar, Rebbe, bless me. Right? Rav Yitzchak's the Rebbe. Rav Nachman wants the Rebbe to bless him. So Amrale, so Rav Yitzchak says to Rav Nachman, Emsho Lecha Moshel Amad Avadomer. Let me give you a parable. La'adam Shai Holeth B'midbar, to a person who's walking in the desert. He's hungry, he's tired, and he's thirsty. He finds a tree that has beautiful sweet fruit that he can now eat. And he finds beautiful shade. So he has the shade, and he has water that's going underneath him. So he eats on the fruit. And he drinks in the water. When he sits in the shade, and now he's getting up to leave, he wants to give a bracha to the tree. So Amar, so he says, Ilan Ilan, Bama Varecha, what can I bless you with? Right, Im Omer Lecha, if I tell you, she you pay Rosh Musakim, if I bless you that your fruit should be sweet, Hare pay Rosh Musukim, they already are sweet. What bracha am I going to give you? She had Tilchana, that you should have beautiful shade, Hare Tilchana. I can't give you a bracha for that, it's already in existence. And you should have a stream of water that flows beneath you, right? You already have a stream of water. So Ella, what's my bracha? Yehi Ratzon, should be the will of Hashem. Shekol Nitios, Shenotim Mimcha, that all the your offspring that come from you, Yehi Kamoscha, should be the same like you. You should be able to keep your offspring should be like you. So Afata, so to you, Rav Nachman says to Rav Yitzchak, Bameh Avarechecha, what should I bless you with? In Torah, if I bless you with Torah, Hare Torah, you already are Talmud Chacham. In Osher, if with wealth, Hare Osher, you already are wealthy. In Bivadim, if that you should have children, Hare Banim, you already have children. Ella, what's your bracha? Yiratzon Sheyu Tzetzei Meyacha Kemoscha. I bless you that all your offspring should be like you. They should all have the same, have all the milos that you have. I'm blessing the grandchildren. That's what he's doing. Okay. Anyway, that's the that's. Did we have this mushroom somewhere else? I don't remember.
Yeah, 7.5 years ago.
I don't know. All right, we'll stop here. Stop here. Having a good day. Again, today's Limud was Chus for a safe return of our boys. Yaakov Naftali ben Rachel, Gil Gilad ben Bat Galim, and Ayil ben Iris.